The lawsuit filed in Third District Court cites breach of contract and improper termination as grounds for the suit following Hayes' 2012 dismissal. In addition to the Park City School District, former Superintendent Dr. Ray Timothy, who was superintendent at the time of Hayes' dismissal, in addition to Dr. Ember Conley, who was hired as superintendent over a year after the termination, were both named in the suit. The lawsuit claims the defendants violated the Utah Orderly School termination procedures and violated substantive and procedural due process rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution and the Utah State Code. Hayes served as Park City High School assistant principal beginning in 1998, then was hired in 2006 as principal. The lawsuit states that in 2009, Hayes failed to meet expected standards of her job description following an evaluation by her direct supervisor. Hayes was involved in a disagreement with a counselor, which prompted the evaluation, and as a result was retained under, quote, provisional status instead of advancing to, quote, career status at that time. In 2010, Hayes was shifted to career status based on an improved evaluation. The lawsuit goes on to explain how in 2011, then-Superintendent Ray Timothy placed Hayes under, quote, probationary status following unspecified charges and complaints leveled at Hayes by a number of unnamed individuals. An evaluation by Timothy stated that an extremely large number of staff members and parents had come forward to express concern over Hayes' negative behaviors regarding her treatment of others. The lawsuit claims that although Hayes took the many steps to correct those behaviors, including working with an outside consultant, she was never given clear indication that she was not meeting the expected improvement. Hayes showed a 16% improvement in behavior, but upon termination was told that the cause was that she didn't improve according to expectations, which it claims were never communicated to her in a quantitative manner. Hayes was told simply that her conduct was, quote, unprofessional and not characteristic of or befitting a Park City School District employee. The lawsuit also states that Hayes was never offered a different position within the district, as is standard with others in her situation, and that her termination was made public by a school district representative prior to her signing the letter of termination presented to her by Timothy. Among the claims for relief are damages of back pay and damages related to Hayes' future employment prospects in an amount that totals some $910,000. An alternative claim for relief is what is called a decree of mandatory injunction, which would compel the Park City School District and current superintendent Ember Conley to reinstate Hayes as a principal of Park City High School or to an equivalent position with another school in the district with back pay and benefits. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.